enchantment. And why not?
Checkmate! Bollocks to this!
I thought maybe we should have some like floral tributes, but all I could find was this carrot. So I borrowed Rick's biro.
You rented it, Neil. You rented it, and you still haven't paid.
Yeah, and I wrote on it, "Sorry about everything being a bit of a bummer. You know, what with you dying and everything. Still, things could have been worse. You could have been me and ended up having a really bad time all of the time." Signed, Neil.
That's very touching, Neil. When my hamster finds out you've nicked his carrot, he's going to kill you, Neil.
But what did he eat? I didn't know he ate carrots.
He doesn't eat carrots, Neil. He sticks them down his underpants to impress the girls.
Wait a minute. We've missed the grave.
Neil, move the spade.
Do you dig graves?
Yeah, they're all right, yeah.
Good, yeah.
I think they're wonderful.
I'm Ricker.
Well, you'd better be. Otherwise, you'd look a right girly in that trap.
Anyone tell the stiffy joke?
Yes, Rick has.
Well, forget about that. Right, come on, let's get on with it then. Let's get it over with. Oh,
fuck, it's a bit early for that, isn't it?
Oh, my God, you're right.
Better get some of this down before I have any of that stuff.
Yeah, right now, No, ashes to ashes.
Funk to funky, we know major. Funky to funky.
Help! I've just fallen into a grave!
Brilliant! Let's fill it in!
No, we can't bury Rick alive.
That's absolutely correct, Neil. We'd better kill him first.
Right, everything right.
Don't disgrace.
Where did they get all this gear from?
Yeah, we dig the graves around here, right? If any graves get dug on these premises, they get dug...
What's this camera? Is this going for a laugh?
Have you killed someone as a prank?
No, we have not! Now will you please bugger off? This is a serious funeral! Anyone told a stiffy joke yet?
Yes! So go away!
No, come on. Tell us what's going on.
Well... it's a long story.
Neil, the bathroom's free, unlike the country under the Thatcherite junta. What are you doing down there, Neil?
Queuing.
How long have you been there?
30 years.
You've been listening, haven't you, Neil? You've been squatting there listening to what I've been doing in the park. That's how you get your kicks these days. You're teasing me, you little pervy.
I wasn't listening. Anyway, what were you doing?
I mustn't do anything.
Well, then I can't afford anything, can I?
And anyway, Neil, don't think that me, Mike and Vivian don't know exactly what you get up to in there. So I wouldn't go around spilling the beans if I was you.
What do you know about the beans?
Everything. What beans?
Oh, nothing. Ha, ha, ha. No, no beans. Ha,
Listen, Neil, I don't have time to stand around here all night being subjected to your adulting innuendos. Do you want this bath water or not? You haven't got much of a choice, actually, because there's no more hot water.
Well, it's a bit cloudy, Rick.
Well, don't look at me, Neil. Vivian had the bath before me, and Mike had it before him. And anyway, Neil, the whole thing's left over from the bath you had last Tuesday. For something so bloody picky, that's your filth.
I hate bath night. Oh, well, here goes. It's a bit cold.
Oh, come off it, Neil. Where's your spunk?
Right, that's it. Your video is now ready for use. Insert cassette. Rewind to beginning of tape. And press play. Happy viewing.
Ha, ha, ha! They wouldn't say that if they knew what video we'd got. Right.
Well, I don't call this a new era in television entertainment.
No. I call it very, very dull.
Must have gone wrong somewhere.
Oh, God.
Maybe you shouldn't have poured all that washing up liquid into it.
Set it, Michael, up. And sewing machine is clean and free from dust.
Yeah, but it does say sewing machine is full of washing up liquid.
No, but it doesn't say ensuring the machine isn't full of washing up liquid.
Well, it would, wouldn't it? I mean, it doesn't say ensure you don't chop up your video machine with an axe. All the bits in a plastic bag and bung them down the lavatory.
Doesn't it? Well, maybe that's why we're going wrong.
I've been putting it in a clear. That's worth £500. I'm minding that for Harry the Bastard.
Who's he? A gangster?
No, he's a bloke that works at Rumbelows.
Neil? Is it really necessary to have the light on when you're in the bath?
Yeah.
Why? What are you planning to do? Photosynthesize? We all pay for the electricity in this house, you know.
Vivian, I know you're in my bedroom preparing one of your desperately adult practical jokes. So anything ghastly that happens to me in the next 5 minutes isn't funny at all, because I know it's going to happen. So, the joke's on you.
Vivian? Strange. Maybe he's ill.
That's probably Rick doing a bit of reading. Maybe a bit of oil to do the trick.
We'll pour the video on Rick's bed springs.
Oh, have we got a video?
Yes, we've got a video!
Hello, Rick.
Right, listen. I've just boarded up Vivian in his bedroom. He'll be here for a pretty big shock when he gets up with 9 o'clock too tall, Neil.
Well, I think that should do it.
Vivian! You utter bastard! Why aren't you in your bed?
Because I'm not going to bed tonight.
What do you mean you're not going to bed tonight? How dare you not go to bed tonight?
I go to all the trouble of boarding you up in your bedroom, and you haven't even got the common decency to be in there.
Well, look, don't worry, Rick. It wouldn't have worked anyway.
And why not?
Me?
Because I swapped rooms with Neil.
What?
Well, I had to. I was sick all over my bed.
You listen here, young man. You're going straight up to Neil's room, you're going to pull the planks off the door, go into your own bedroom and nail yourself in. What do you mean you're not going to bed tonight?
Michael and I are going to indulge in an all-night orgy of sex and violence.
What, in the drawing room?
Yeah. First, we're going to have sex with the headless corpse of the Virgin astronaut.
Won't the carpet get awfully sticky?
It's a video nasty.
It's a carpet, farty.
The only trouble is we can't get the bastard to work.
I'm not surprised that he's dead.
Not the astronaut, the video.
Oh, have we got the video?
Yes, we've got your video.
Wait a minute, where did you get it from?
Look, don't spread it around, all right, but I know this guy.
What, you borrowed it up here?
Yeah, more or less. There's a free offer down at the TV rental shop where you can get one on trial for the night.
Yeah, so I sort of slid down there and I had a word with the guy.
Slid back, got his birth certificate to prove his age.
Yeah, of course. And Bob's your auntie's living lover.
Except that they've given us a dud!
Given us a dud. Give me this! Right. Vivian, this is for a toaster.
Shut the door, will you? Some people always have to make a dramatic entrance, don't they?
What's the matter this time?
I think he's been shot.
You know what that means, don't you?
You've stacked?
No. I'm going to have to shut the door myself. He's bleeding all over the floor. Look, I've just washed this floor. Come on, let go of the trousers. Come on.
What's the matter?
He sees muttering, grabbing hold of my trousers.
Maybe he's trying to apologise about the floor.
You're going to go to Geneva tonight. 347 Rue de Carrier. Ask for Alec Janice.
Look, hold on. I'll never remember all this. Look, give us a piece of paper.
Come use that.
Did you have the ace all the time?
Oh, not that one.
I wanted that.
Hurry!
All right. I'm not made of paper. I mean, I'm not a check.
That's very good, actually.
It's rather good, yeah. Isn't it? I saw a comedian do it on telly.
I saw it. What's he called?
Harry!
That's it, yeah.
Harry Seacombe!
Harry Seacombe, he's too short.
Don't they get the bloody paper!
Look, it won't be in the paper. Last week.
Yeah. You've got to go to Geneva tonight! The whole Western civilization depends upon it!
Yeah, I know all that. It's just that... You see, I've got a really good hand here, you see, and... Anyway, I mean, how am I going to get to the airport, eh? Who's going to pay for the ticket? Give me that paper, come on. Now, what's the message? What's the message? Come on.
He's dead.
How do you spell it?
He's dead.
Look, Steve, I'm going to have to contact England. They're going to have to solve this question once and for all.
Haven't you got that thing started yet?
Give it a chance, Mike.
Yeah, we've made some toast.
Oh, lordy, lordy. Who can that be filling us up at this hour?
Well, maybe someone's just died.
Oh, what do you mean, one of our relatives? Yes, perhaps so. Leo! Telephone!
What? Oh, wow, I must have dozed off. Oh, it's really dark in here. Where's the light switch?
Check that button!
I am pressing the button!
I am doing it wrong! You're supposed to use your hand!
What, like this?
Hello? What? No, sorry, you'll have to speak up. I don't know, I'll ask. Hey, guys, do you know the name of a short comedian? Harry something?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yes, we do.
Oh, Neil, you're filthy. Go and have a pub.
I just had one.
It's amazing how dirty you can get in this house just answering the phone.
Hey, everybody, listen. It was probably a dirty phone call.
Shut up or I'll kill you.
Don't you say, Vivian, what devastating repartee. Talk about Oscar Wilde.
Oh, all right. Oscar Wilde was one of the greatest British writers. He was persecuted for his homosexuality. Although in the early part of his career...
Shut up!
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Be like that, Rick.
Be like what exactly, Neil? Be like what?
Be like a complete and utter drag and bring everything down in the whole world.
What? You mean like your trousers?
Don't you dare say that. Flares are coming back in. I read it in my horoscope.
Yeah! How dare you say that, Neil? Smashy-smashy!
Yeah, I'm not into violence, Rick, but I'm really going to smash your faces!
Oh, God! No, 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 no! Ah, Neil, have you given that bad one back?
Come on, this something video works!
Evian!
Hey! I just had a revolutionary idea!
What?
Let's raise the people's army and seize control of the state! Oh, no! The front door's exploding!
Vivian! Honestly, whenever anything explodes in this house, it's always blame Vivian!
Who do you suggest we blame?
Thatcher! No! Blame whoever rang the front doorbell! Because they obviously triggered off the bomb I set up!
What bomb?
Well, I was worried that we wouldn't be able to hear the front doorbell, so I thought I'd pep it up a bit.
Well, I call it totally irresponsible. Fancy coming round and ringing the doorbell at this time of night. Hey, I bet whoever it is will be pretty shocked when they find us dead out.
Hop, hop, splutter, core an exploding front door. Stone the crows. The missus will never believe this un.
What do you want?
I have a parcel for a Mr. J. Bolowski. Special delivery.
Piss off, postie.
Time card. Much obliged, I'm sure. And now, here is your package.
From the Transvaal. How strange.
I always think that one should do comedy absolutely straight, otherwise it just isn't funny.
A package from the Transvaal. How strange. I wonder what it can be.
It's probably a consignment of very hard drugs.
Why does it say fragile, then?
That's probably Transvaalian for very hard drugs.
When I was in Eastbourne once in the rep, Larry said to me... Excuse me, do you have change for the phone? Darling, I said you don't need to change for the phone!
Will you shut up, please?
Little squirt, he does one advert, he thinks he's Dustin Hoffman.
Now then, where was I?
You're over there by the door.
Oh, no, before that, Michael! Oh, God! I've got to stop sniffing this Ajax!
Everybody in the house, listen to me.
Oh, shut up, Neil. We're talking about the video.
Yeah, shut up, Neil. We've got videos to talk about, haven't we, Mike?
Everybody in the house, listen to me, because I have actually got something to tell you all, which I think you're going to find really interesting.
Neil, why are you wearing that dress?
That's the thing I've got to tell you all about.
Well, Neil, we don't want to know.
Yes, yes. Who wants to hear about a silly old dress?
Well, I do.
I'm wearing this dress, right, because some really selfish negative vibe merchant has boarded up my bedroom.
Well, that's sorted out. Now let's get back to the video, shall we?
So, like, I couldn't get any of my own clothes right, which I, like, really needed because I was, like, new. And so I went into Rick's bedroom, right,
And, like, all I could find there, clothes-wise, right, was this dress. Ah. Oh! So you've taken to snooping around other people's bedrooms, have you, Neil? Grubbing about and planting evidence of transvesticism so as to topple me from my position of most popular member of the flat. But it won't work. I've never seen that dress before in my life.
Well, it's got your name tag in it, Rick.
Oh, God, look, it's not mine. It's not mine. What would I want with this dress? It's not. Look, I've got money. Here, take money. Here.
I think we should tell the pigs.
Yeah, me too.
I don't like to say anything negative, but no. If the police come out here, they'll grab hold of our nasties.
Paul, have we got a video?
If anyone else asks me that question, I'm going to stick their head through the window.
Viv, have we got a video?
Right. Come this way, Neil. Sideways on. Thank you.
I still don't understand. I still don't understand. Does that mean we got one or not? I'm finding everything really confusing today.
Transported for life to the colonies. And for what? Scum I was to that beak. Nothing but scum. It's for my acts and to my situation that I am condemned. It is for the want of better graces and the influence they bring that I am to board this prison hulk.
And for all them murders you've done.
Aged and toothless and bent old crone.
How do you know my name?
We wish to engage you as ship's cook and concubine.
Oh, yeah? What's a concubine, then?
It's a small, spiky mammal.
Oh, that's a hedgehog.
Oh, well, in that case, we wish to engage you as ship's cook and hedgehog.
Well, all right. Say goodbye to Merry England. It's Australia for us.
Quite looking forward, really. My son and daughter-in-law went out about 6 years ago. And I haven't even seen the baby. Must be nearly four by now.
Oh, what? Oh, too much. Oh, can I have a go on it, guys? Oh, go on, please. Please.
All right. So long as you're very careful and you don't break it.
Yeah, because at the moment, Neil, it's in absolutely complete working order.
Yes. So if you happen to press the button and it doesn't work, that means you've broken it and you've got to pay.
£500.
Yeah, anything. Oh, wow. Yeah. But it's not plugged in. Oh, no, this doesn't reach. Have we got an extension?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
No, I mean a lead. This doesn't reach.
Oh, God!
Vivian, if the man who comes to Mohammed, smash the drawing room to pieces. That's very Buddhist, isn't it?
Right.
That's brilliant, Neil. It's working.
Hey, just where you are, Neil. That's fabulous.
Well, what's it to be first, then, dear? Head in a vice? Knitting needle in the ear? Or red hot poker up the jacksie?
Thank goodness I've brought along my favourite painkiller.
What? Pain away?
Yes, pain away. In my busy life as a working mum, nursery school teacher, and anguished soul cast into the pit for all eternity, sometimes I get those headachy pains. That strange, washed out feeling that you just can't explain.
She's talking about period.
So next time you get one of those pains, I recommend a hysterectomy. You'll be gone in no time at all.
Ouch!
That's a pain away.
Neil!
I was watching that, you selfish bastard!
Oh, stop whistling, Neil! Honestly, I'm
utterly sick of you and all you stand for.
Greetings, from South Africa.
Ah! It's a vampire!
In a parcel!
In the kitchen!
Hate mail. What are we going to do?
Only pop music can save us now!
Can you tell me you're right to the toilet? That's you. Misunderstanding. I'm not a vampire. I'm a driving instructor from Johannesburg. You should never enter it unless your exit is clear.
Ah, true. Okay. What's the procedure for the approach of a humpback bridge?
Approaching a humpback bridge, you should slow down and check in both rear view mirrors. If nobody is behind you, you should nip out of Virgin's nose and...
Gotcha! Try and instruct him on bottom! You're a vampire and there's no denying it!
Ow, outspan!
What exactly does messing with the big boys entail?
This.
Well, I've tried the bat to see dogs home, they won't take him.
Hey, you should have tried the dog as the bat's home.
Oh, don't be silly.
Because being a vampire.
Don't be silly.
No, this time,
Don't be silly. This is actually very serious. What are we going to do?
Why don't we bite him to death?
No, you can't bite me. I'm South African.
I know. Why don't we lock him in the toilet?
Neil, we have locked him in the toilet.
Oh, yeah. It was a good idea, wasn't it?
Mike, what happens when one of us wants to spend a penny? I mean, he'll be able to see us, won't he?
Oh, no, I don't think he... I've got it! Peter Cushing! We've got to drive a stake through his heart.
Great! I'll get the car!
I'll get a cushion. Oh, no. We haven't got a steak.
All we've got is this vegetarian sausage.
Right, I've got the car. Where's the steak?
It's rubbish, this, isn't it, eh? You know what I mean?
I mean, all the way from the Transvaal by second-class post to end up in a filthy, dirty, horrible toilet in a television studio. I mean, people think the telly's great, you know. They tell me all the time, television must be great, but it's not. It's dead boring, you know. And that lot, I mean, they're all dull as well, you know. And they all talk about me behind me back.
I hate him. He drinks like a fish.
Well,
he's got no talent. Alexei, who?
But see, the worst thing about television, you see, I'm a Marxist comedian, you know, but since I've been doing a lot of television, a lot of me Marxist friends have accused me of selling out, you know, like they make me march at the back on demos, you know. And, they're all selling Socialist Worker and I have to sell the TV Time. So I'd just like to take this opportunity on national television to assure you all, comrades, that honest to God, I have not sold out. Anyway, round about now, I usually have a pot noodle, yes. Yes. It's a tasty, doesn't that look good? It's a tasty, delicious little snack, Let's try some, shall we? Oh, doesn't that look absolutely yumptious? Let's try some, shall we? Oh!
The vampire escaped from the little person's room.
I don't see what all the fuss is about. Vampires only attack virgins.
I'm not worried for myself, Pip. It's Rick and Neil I'm concerned for.
What? Me? Ha! Rick? A virgin? Ha 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 ha!
Chaps, I'm going out to some of the foxy chicks who owe me favours.
Well, if Rick's not a virgin, then I'm not either.
Well, we'll soon be able to find out, won't we? Because the vampire's going to know. And if anybody gets attacked, then we'll know that they're a sissy virgin. I hope Snogging with SVG counts.
He's going to get us. He's going to turn us all into vampires. And we'll all be dead and yet still alive. Like Leonard Cohen.
He's bound to bite me first. I'm obviously the most succulent. Right.
Mr. Vampire! Mr. Vampire! Look, don't bite me. I'm Hollis. I'm covered in acne. Bite me or he's scorpion flavoured. Okay, guys. There's only one way out. We've all got to lose our virginity. Now on!
But how, Mike? Oh, no! That's not Rick!
That's not Ben!
That's not Neil.
Okay, who's first? My God, what a choice!
Quick, out the window!
I forgot about the time difference between here and Johannesburg.
Quick, let him in.
Thank heavens for Habitat sofa coffees.
So, in fact, you see, all four of us have stayed up for the entire night. Now, that's what I call anarchy.
We never did get to watch the video.
Have you got a video?
Yes! We got a video!
Only arts?
Oh, no, the video! If we don't get it back to Harry the Bastard by 9:30, we'll owe him 500 quid. What time is it?
9:30!
Fooled you all.
Oh, blimey. You fell for the oldest trick in the book, the old strange parcel routine. And you were completely taken in by my phony South African accent.
Really? I thought you were Australian, like David Bowie.
In fact...
Harry the Bastard!
The very same. And you owe me 500 quid.
Wow! What a complete bastard!
Of yours. My life is a terrible thing.